this time.
Oh, we know that's right, yeah.
We're good? We're good, all right. Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I think we have one or two changes this evening.
Chairman, that's correct. The staff would request that the other business part of the agenda be revised to remove windswept at Lewis GR RPC on our site plan, and it also be revised to remove coastal corner site plan S-19-12, conditional use 2130 from the agenda. Thank you.
All right, we thank you.
Make a motion to approve the revised agenda.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the revised agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is approval of minutes. We have no minutes to approve this evening, so our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2210, Dewey Beer Company, LLC.
Hi. Mr. Chairman, I worked very hard with Mr. Robertson on this one to make sure that we were trying to find a way to kind of keep everybody happy, I suppose. Make sure that the neighbors that are already there are not too affected by this, and that if, you know, these people ever sold their company, that this would still be a good place. So anyway.
And just, Ms. Stevens, if I could, one point I wanted to add for the benefit of the commission, and she and I talked about this. During the public hearing, they presented information about a food truck on the premises. And because it wasn't advertised for a food truck, and because that's sort of its own separate animal, it can be permitted under certain circumstances or may require conditional use. We talked about that's not part of this motion just because it wasn't set up to be. Not to say that they can't do a food truck, but they just can't do it through this conditional use. So
thank you.
Just that bit of clarification. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
No, thank you. All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2110, Dewey Beer Company, LLC, for conditional use for a microbrewery based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an application for a microbrewery in a C1 commercial zone. This property has been zoned C1 for many years. As a result, there is an expectation that it could be developed with any of the permitted uses in the C1 zone. Two, in the C1 zone, taverns, restaurants with alcoholic beverage services, bars, and other commercial uses are permitted by right. This conditional use, except for the fact that the applicant is manufacturing the beer on the premises as the primary use, is similar to permitted uses under the C1 zone. Three, aside from the brewing operation, there will be a tasting area associated with the use. Again, this is a similar space for the consumption of alcohol to what would be permitted within a restaurant under the property's C1 zoning. Four, the brewing operation will not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties or the community. The applicants have stated that all the brewery operations will occur within the building, and there are not any sounds or smells that will come from the building during these operations. Five, there is no evidence that the use as a microbrewery will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties, roadways, or communities. Its impact is potentially less than some other permitted uses in the C1 zone. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the applicant must comply with all state and federal requirements for the brewery and tasting room operations. B, the hours of operation for public access to the microbrewery shall be between 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. daily. C, any outdoor entertainment and music or the use of outdoor speakers shall end at 10 p.m. each night. All outdoor entertainment and music or outdoor speakers shall be oriented away from the residential properties to the north and east of the site. D, the signage shall comply with the sign requirements of the underlying C1 zone. E, all lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, there shall not be any outside storage of materials associated with the brewing operation. Any waste or spent materials from the brewing operation shall be stored inside the building until hauled away by appropriate means. G, any dumpster associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. H, the use shall comply with all parking requirements contained in the Sussex County Code. I, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of the conditional use approval, and J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is a motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2210 Dewey Beer Company LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2217 Israel Bravo.
Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use 2217 for Israel Bravo for storage of utility construction equipment and vehicles based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, this use is limited in nature. The applicant only seeks to park or store equipment associated with his utility installation company on the site. No construction activities occur on the site. Two, the use as a location for parking and storage of equipment will not require extensive deliveries to or from the site, and the use does not generate a significant amount of traffic. With the conditions and limitations placed upon the use, it will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, roadways, or area properties. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the parking and storage of vehicles, equipment, trailers, and conduit reels associated with the utility installation company. B, there shall not be any inoperable vehicles or equipment stored on site. Also, no unregistered vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. C, as confirmed by the applicant, no sign for the business shall be located on the site. D, all chemicals associated with the use shall be stored indoors and in appropriate containers. E, the parking and storage areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. F, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of the conditional use approval. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2217 Israel Bravo for the reasons and with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is a change of zone number 1917 Iachetta Development Corporation.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone in number 1917 for Iachetta Development Corporation for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1, but it is completely surrounded by other properties with commercial zoning. This is an infill zoning request and is appropriate for this location for Z2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning at this location will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for expanded small retail and service uses in addition to those that exist on either side of this property. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan Map and future land use plan map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, the location is served by central sewer, which is appropriate to support the C2 and permitted uses within the district. Seven, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. And nine, any future of this property will be subject to the site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1917 Iachetta Development Corporation for the reasons with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're here with